Yesterday, I ventured out on my lunch. It started out as an uneventful trip to grab a sandwich and feel the brisk September air. I called my wife to see how she was feeling. On my right, I passed Alta Mesa Memorial Park in Palo Alto. I looked over and asked Nicole, "I wonder if Doug Franco is here?" To which she replied, "Probably. How many cemeteries could there be in Palo Alto?" So I grabbed the sandwich and on my way back turned into Alta Mesa to ask the manager, "Is my friend Doug Franco here?" She pulled up the coordinates and showed me a picture of his headstone, which reads, "Doug Franco, sweet, loving husband and father of three sons." I sat down and had lunch with Doug, my long-lost friend who shared my passion to protect helpless orphans. I met Doug after he answered the call of a desperate dentist on the outskirts of Kabul. The dentist used a Honda Prelude seat to recline his patients. The folks at USF Medical Center identified an alumnus who promptly donated two dentist chairs. Dentist chairs, it turns out, have a 500-pound lead base. My fearless leader, Doug Franco, helped load and deliver the chairs to the clinic on the outskirts of Kabul. He helped save so many lives, and I loved that glimmer in his eyes after a long day of loading shipping containers. We shared a vision to reduce suffering and infant mortality. Now my friend Doug has passed away. Since 1904, Alta Mesa has been the final resting place for some of the most prominent names in the valley. For instance, the late Hewlett-Packard co-founder, David Packard, and his charitable wife, Lucille, are buried here. In addition to music legend and founding Grateful Dead keyboardist, Ron Pigpen McKernan. I hear there is a new headstone in the works, which will read, "Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life." Just below it, in smaller font, it will contain Steve Jobs' initials, SPJ 2011. Not even an iconic Apple, just simple. Like Doug. With a Perspective, I'm Akeem Mostamandi.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.